Manipur is a hilly little state in the northeastern corner of India. Many Indians would not be able to place it on the map. The region has been plagued by insurgency, declared a disturbed area in 1980. For 16 years, an activist went on hunger strike there to protest the armed services' special powers imposed on the state. But this week, a group of polo players from the U.S. Polo Association landed in Manipur's capital, Imphal. Manipur, it turns out, is the birthplace of modern polo.
Early in my polo career, I was reading everything I could find about the sport, and I found out about Manipur and about how the British soldiers saw it being played here and exported it back to England, and how it spread throughout the world from here. So, you know, I've always known that it's the birthplace of modern polo.
That's Edward Armstrong of the USPA, and this is Sandeep Roy in Imphal. The USPA Manipur polo matches have been going on since 2013. I was there in 2016.
Our next player, Nilu RK of Team Sangai. I request Nilu RK to receive certificate and memento.
Manipur's court records talk about a game back in the 1st century AD. L. Somi Roy, a curator who splits his time between Manipur and New York, says there is a god of polo here.
Marjing is one of the four major gods of Manipur, who are considered guardian deities.
And the old court chronicles tell the stories of gods, kings, and polo.
And it describes the first game of polo being played, and one of the players was Marjing himself.
Marjing sits on a winged pony. When those wings were clipped and fell to earth, it became the Manipuri pony. Yes, Manipur has its own pony, one of five breeds in India. It's a special little creature, about 4 feet tall and stocky, much smaller than an American horse, says Edward Armstrong.
I got on a couple times, but I felt like I was top heavy. I didn't want to stay on too long.
What's different about polo in Manipur is that it's not just a game for posh country clubs. Even ordinary villagers played it, says Roy.
But compared to other polo in other countries, it is highly egalitarian. All the villagers around here used to have polo. In fact, many still do. And many villagers who are not really particularly wealthy, they keep their own ponies.
But now the ponies are endangered. Many cannot afford to keep them. Many of these semi-wild ponies wander the streets of Imphal picking on garbage. Roy says the polo is a way to push the government to try and save the pony.
Well, we've been promoting USPA here as part of our way of getting attention drawn to the Manipuri pony, which was down to, like, when I started, 1,000, now it's like less than 500.
Along the way, Manipuri women are getting to play with American women. It's been a learning experience on both sides. Player Okram Chanu says she's the first one in her family to play polo. She marvels at the discipline of the American players.
USP player is so perfect. I like it. I'm so disciplined. Everything, I like it.
The USPA's Tiamo Hudspeth says most of the Manipuri players do not speak English, but they bonded over their love for horses.
So I couldn't really tell you, like, what I've learned about them, but I can tell you that they love horses, that they are passionate about polo, and they're really tough, strong-willed ladies.
And that passion is abundantly clear as they race around the field in the January sunshine on little ponies with bright striped stockings and braided tails. That night, as the sun goes down, something amazing happens. A group of riders on horseback, garlands around their necks, canter through the darkness, going from village to village, flaming torches held high. A little van announces the arrival of the men on horseback, carrying the sacred flame. It's the fire of the goddess of prosperity, explains Roy, lit near Marjing's shrine.
There was a bonfire at the foot of the shrine, where they take the torches, where the torches take the fire from, and then light in the hospital.
Villagers wait in the dark with candles and lamps, which they light from the torches, and then carefully carry the promise of prosperity back home. As the clip-clop of the hooves fade into the darkness and the torches become pinpricks of light in the velvety hush of the Manipuri night, you can almost believe that the god of polo roams among his people once more. This is Sandeep Roy in Imphal for KALW.